standing in the middle of a main road in Milton Keynes, which is still closed off for some reason. I'm sure the cars will come soon. What a spectacle. I'm stood with Monica, Scott's cowgirl on Twitter. Just so happens to be festival director, is it?
Yeah.
Milton Keynes International Festival. Trust you to be here at the climax, at the end of this spectacle.
Well, I was trying to sort of get around it all before it all fell. So I was taking pictures before it fell, and I just managed to get here in the end to see the ending. So it's just amazing.
And we are, of course, talking about 6,500 dominoes toppling through the centre of Milton Keynes.
Yeah, big dominoes, big building blocks, concrete blocks. So it's been a phenomenal team effort to get all of the volunteers involved and all of the, you know, all of the businesses that have let us go through the businesses and all of the householders that have let us go through houses. And, of course, the city that have let us close roads. It's been fantastic, really.
I didn't know what to expect. I expected there to be a big crowd of people at the beginning, because as I was watching them set it up, and the as they've been called online now, the Domino Police, the volunteers, 150 of them, just monitoring certain sections so that when certain people, i.e. on a stag night that just came out of a pub, decided to kick them over, they were persuaded maybe they shouldn't right yeah. now. It's not ready. And I thought there might be some huge gaps where the dominoes just fell quietly past, but not at all. There was a throng, a gang, a wave of human beings following it as it went. I've never seen so much fun.
It's so fast as well. It's like the Tour de France. It goes kind of shoom, and it's actually to keep up with it. I just spoke to somebody who ran the whole way and absolutely dripping in sweat, but just felt really energised by having done it. So all hats off to her for having done that. It's amazing.
And I saw there was an elderly gentleman who was running at the beginning, and as I overtook, granted I was on a scooter for some of the parts when it wasn't so congested, I thought, this is great, all walks. And then he overtook me, and then I overtook him, and I'm thinking, wow, it's become like a competition, more enjoying than I've had before.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, the great thing about this, and you know, the world's been a really depressing place at the moment. There's so much strife in the world, and what's fantastic about an event like this is everyone, all ages, all faiths, all kind of different shapes, sizes, have turned out today, both in terms of helping actually set up the line, which has taken all day to do, guard the line, protect it, but actually to come out and follow it and cheer it on and to be here and to give it that round of applause at the end when we had that great tower fall was fantastic.
And that's interesting, because I think, I don't know when it was, 6 years ago, when we had a conversation about you were trying to kind of quash that feeling that art had to be elitist.
Yeah.
And what you're talking about now is everybody yeah. was into this, and not only that, it brought everybody together, and you can't get more accessible than it coming through your house.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's you know, it's my mission with this festival has been very much about doing extraordinary events in unexpected places and about making people feel part of these memories, which will be lifelong memories. They're not just about, oh, I'm going to see, you know, a picture in a gallery, I'm going to see a film in the cinema. They really are one-off type events, and it's happening if you're a resident in your city, and to be able to be part of that I think is really special. And for me, that's what makes the 2 years hard work and hard graft worthwhile. When you see at the end of that 25 minutes, it went very quickly, but 2 years worth of planning and so on, just the reaction on everyone's faces and how you know, thoroughly delighted they are to have been part of it.
What an incredible payoff, and a huge undertaking if you look at exactly what was involved. It's lovely to see people actually getting to meet the artist at the end and get him to sign blocks.
The bricks, yeah, he's signing the blocks. I'm just so pleased that lots of people are taking blocks, because it'll mean that we've got less to clear up at the end. But what was fascinating as well is, you know, some of the kids as well have started building their own little structures. So we've created a new generation of builders in the process. And it's, you know, it's just really heartwarming to see that it's, even the volunteers now, they've been working on it all day. They're really tired, look, and they're getting some bricks signed, yeah. And they're taking them home as souvenirs, because they made this happen. We couldn't have done it without them.
No, fantastic. A real high point for me, and it's only day two.
It's only day two, yeah. Halfway through day two.
No, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, there's lots more to come. But actually, you know, we've got the Spiegel tent running at Willen Lake. We've got lots of family events over the weekends. And, of course, we've got the magical Magic Carpet running in Centre MK, which is a great digital installation.
Incredible. Anybody that's been following me on Twitter, you know I've been to that twice. It's quite an amazing spectacle. Nothing to do about, you know, nothing connected to my Glastonbury moments that I've had in the past, but there was something very surreal.
Very
it is very trippy, having the world morph around your movements and actions, and the sound effect is just perfect.
It's interesting. I think it's like being in a Doctor Who film, and I was listening to the sound artist today, and he was saying that he was inspired by
Doctor
Who.
That was me recording him.
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah.
You know, he's just like, and it is exactly like, it's like being in some weird kind of movie.
Yeah. As a kid, he says that the globes that he uses here, and they've got Raspberry Pis inside. That's the secret I got out of him. And he said that he suddenly realised when watching Doctor Who again that was this image that had been stuck in his brain for so long.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And, you know, so it's great to see, again, a really high-end piece of contemporary digital art in the heart of the shopping centre, and everybody, you know, kids, adults, are being...
People in wheelchairs.
Yeah, everybody's just enjoying it. You can roll on it. You've got people on these really, really shoes whizzing around it. You know, it's just been great fun watching it.
Yeah, again, where can people go if they want to know what's happening over the next 8 more days?
Ifmiltonkeynes.org is the place to go. All the schedules there.
And where can they go to find you?
At Scott's Cowgirl on Twitter.
And you are, of course, listening to At Documentally. I'm going to go and try and speak to the artist now that he's slowing down with the signing of these pieces of art. Free art right here, lying around on the streets of Milton Keynes.
Anyone's welcome to come and help clear up.
Thanks, Monica.
Okay.